Now, in any given year, Wisconsin experiences a lot of variety of weather. 2020, no exception. Snowstorms, flooding, tornadoes, heat, but a few specific events stand out. So the National Weather Service, offices that cover Wisconsin, came out with a list of the top 10 weather events of the year. They include a February storm that dropped 8 to 12 inches of snow over the middle parts of Wisconsin, severe storms in early June that brought big hail and damaging winds, record high Lake Michigan water levels. Nice summer. Tim Hubbock is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Milwaukee office. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, some good news, big picture, for all the bad stuff that happened in 2020. Our weather wasn't too dangerously extreme last year, was it?
Yeah, for how weird of a year it kind of was, you know, some of our main events were that it was a nice summer, you know, that people could get outside and spend some time out there hiking or whatever. And then also like a warm November. So it wasn't too extreme. So that was, you know, all things considered a good thing.
So those are two of the events you just mentioned, the actual nicer ones. When you look back at a year and try to figure out what the big weather stories are, what, I don't know, what makes something leap to your list?
Well, sometimes it's just kind of a unique situation. You know, we had the remnants of Tropical Storm Cristobal that came through here, which only three other times have we had anything come through Wisconsin. Normally the weather patterns are such that those tropical systems go further to the east. But, you know, things like that that are just, you know, that impact people's lives or just ended up being some sort of newsmaking type of a system.
Yeah, that was a weird one where we actually got a little bit of tropical rain in very not tropical Wisconsin.
Yeah, I had to go outside and kind of feel it a little bit because it was a nice warm rain that came down as opposed to some of the thunderstorm type rains that we get that brings a lot of cold air down with it from like 30,000 feet up. So that was kind of a unique one just to experience that. I think a lot of people thought that maybe it was going to be like a buzzsaw hurricane that was coming through, but you know, for us, it just ended up being a heavy rain producer.
Now, snow, obviously no stranger to Wisconsin. The one event that made the mark for you was a northern Wisconsin snowstorm in the Easter area in the middle of April. Take us back to that.
Yeah, we got some comments from the people in the southern part of the state where it was in the 60s on Easter, and they're like, what are you talking about with having a snowstorm on your top 10 list? But we had about up to a foot of snow from basically the Eau Claire area up through kind of the northeastern part of the state. So early April is kind of a late time to get that impactful of a snowstorm. So it happened to be on Easter. So if there were people that were traveling, you know, it was kind of right at the beginning of when stuff was getting shut down for the pandemic. But for the people up there, it was fairly significant for that amount of snow that late in the season.
Talking to Tim Hallbach from the National Weather Service Milwaukee office, looking at some of the big weather events of 2020. Now, June 20th, moving forward a little bit here, a lot of rain in a part of the state and a few tornadoes near Lake Winnebago. Take us back to June 20th.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird one, too, because it was more so a heavy rainfall producer that we were worried about for a few days of heavy rainfall from southwestern to northeastern part of the state. Just had a couple, didn't look like much on radar type storms that went through the Lake Winnebago, Lake Butamore area. Thankfully, they were pretty weak tornadoes, but they went out over the lake. So a lot of people got pictures of those tornadoes. And technically, if there's any kind of tornado that happens over the mainland, it's considered to be a tornado, even though it's out over the water. When it happens out over Lake Michigan or the Great Lakes, that's when we consider it to be a water spout. But thankfully, no injuries or anything like that from those tornadoes, just kind of a photogenic type of a day along with the heavy rainfall.
And speaking of Lake Michigan, another year with really high water levels in Lake Michigan. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, so that was the combination of about 8 years of above normal to record rainfall years that we've had. And this is probably the most impactful event that we've had just because the lakes were so high and the water tables were so high everywhere across the state. So we had a couple of events. One of them ended up being kind of a bust winter storm for us in January. But we had 50 to 60 mile per hour winds that actually did a lot of damage to the port of Milwaukee because the water levels were so high, and this created the higher water levels coming right into the port there. And then there was another event that happened later in the year that impacted the Green Bay, port of Green Bay area as well. So any of these low-lying areas that happen to be by the lake, whenever we get some sort of easterly component to the wind, was causing either some flooding or erosion of the bluffs along Lake Michigan.
And image-wise, that got pretty dramatic to look at some of the image and videos that came out of that, didn't it?
Yeah, and that we work closely with groups like Emergency Management, Milwaukee County Emergency Management got us some drone video of the break wall and some of the road erosion that happened from all that, the water pounding against that and flooding those areas. So something you want to see. We have seen the trends with the lake levels going down just a little bit because we weren't as high above normal for precipitation in the last year, but things are still pretty high. So we're hoping that it continues to go down.
And then people in western Wisconsin may remember late June and some flooding. It wasn't the worst year we've had for flooding, I think, in recent memory, but that doesn't mean there was no flooding. What did we see?
Yeah, that was our significant flash flooding. It was just east of the Twin Cities, St. Croix County. Unfortunately, there was a fatality there. One of the most dangerous types of weather that we get is flash flooding, especially when it happens at night. Just imagine if you're driving home late from work and you're going down some back country roads that have a low spot. When there's a lot of rain coming down, it makes it hard to see. And unfortunately, a lot of drownings happen when people drive into a low spot where a road's been washed out. And that was the case with that end of June flash flooding out there. Quite a bit of rain that happened over a short period of time. That it's amazing what the power of water can do when pushing roads around. And you know, a lot of times people aren't as scared from rain because it's something that we get every other day or whatever. But that was our most impactful flash flooding event that we had there in late June.
As we wrap up, Tim, what are we watching for over the next couple of weeks, looking toward the future now here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's just, are we going to verify that the sun still exists? it is out there. I saw it on Saturday. For this time of year, this is typically our coldest part of the year. So we've been trending good with being in the 30s like this. We are watching. There could be, you know, a little bit more activity going over the next few weeks. But really for the rest of this week, just some minor systems coming through maybe late on Thursday there that we'll have to keep an eye on. But nothing too major or any huge outbreaks of cold coming in the next week.
Tim, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tim Halbach is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Milwaukee office. We talked to him about Wisconsin's top weather events of 2020. You can learn more about each of those events at WPR.org/Central Time. We've got a link there for you.